Welcome back to Highland Radio's coverage of the 2024 Walton Recycling Donegal International Rally on the Sunday morning. Always throws up a story or two. We've had a couple already today, and probably the biggest one so far is that of Matt Edwards and David Moynihan, the rally leaders, going in to Atlantic Drive. And I'm sure if you heard from Chris there a short time ago on air, they hit a wall, they damaged the car, and they limped out of the stage, and they've lost just under a minute of time in Atlantic Drive, which has put them down in the third position in the overall standings. We wait to see if they make it as far as the start of Fannett, and they come off here to end the opening loop of day three of this event. But once again, Atlantic Drive not being kind to Matt Edwards. We have to go back to 2 years ago, of course, when he inherited the lead after Callum Devine went off in Garden. Edwards went into the lead. He also hit a wall in Atlantic Drive on that occasion, which brought an end to his event. He had a problem today as well, and he has got out of the stage. We wait to see if he will be able to continue in this event. He does have some damage to the front of the car. All this has handed the lead to the defending champions Callum Devine and Noel O'Sullivan in their Skoda Rally 2 RS Fabia. What a debut that would be for this car in Ireland if it was to win the biggest event in the motorsport calendar here in this country. Callum has a 42.3 second lead over another car which is making its debut at international level in Ireland, the Toyota GR Yaris Rally 2. Marion Evans and Jared Conway up into second overall. They have put in some very, very strong times, particularly yesterday and indeed into this morning as well. By the way, the stage times on 16, Callum Devine on 5.59.7, Marion Evans 6.01.9, so just over 2 seconds slower than the time of Callum Devine. But the fastest man in there, and he gets his third fastest stage of this Donegal rally, it's the all Donegal crew, David Kelly and Dean O'Sullivan. They were brilliant in there. 5 minutes, 58.3 on Atlantic Drive, and David Kelly is just gaining confidence stage by stage, and he's churning out these big times, and he's in a real fight now with Josh Moffat for a fourth position, because he took the guts of 5 seconds out of Moffat on the Atlantic Drive, and it means now that they're battling for fourth, and there's... and there's just 0.2 of a second between them in the overall standings. So a fantastic battle there. Loads of credits to go to David Kelly and Dean O'Sullivan. They're the leading all Donegal crew. The Donegal Town Convoy Partnership has got the Donegal flag flying this weekend, and they're chasing down a podium as they head towards the start of Fannett Head. So then, elsewhere in the overall standings, Matt Edwards and David Moynihan, they are now 44 seconds adrift of the leader, Callum Devine. They're in third position, and they're just 1.9 second adrift of Marion Evans. Edwards is still in this event, despite his problems limping out of the Atlantic Drive. That was the battle for fourth end, Josh Moffat and David Kelly, that we just spoke about. Sitting in sixth position, putting in some very respectable times today, this weekend, is Declan Boyle, former winner 10 years ago. He won in the Subaru with his cousin Brian Boyle on board. Today's got Patrick Walsh in the Citroen, and they sit sixth overall with over a minute the gap between themselves and Kelly. And there's a further minute and a half or so back to Gary Jennings and Rory Kennedy, who are sitting in seventh position. Kevin Gallagher and Ryan Moore are eighth after the drive in the Darien. They were a second behind Declan Gallagher this morning, but they've been very, very quick on the stages, particularly in Garton, where he took 11 seconds out of him. And guess what? He took another 7 out of him on the Atlantic Drive. 6 minutes, 8.1 for Kevin Gallagher in the Darien. Declan Gallagher, 6 minutes, 15.7. I do know that Declan has just got this car on rails. He can't give it any more, so he can't. It'll be interesting to see how the tyres are going to last when all this develops and Fannett now before they go to service. But Declan is in ninth position overall, and it means there's 17.3 seconds the difference now between Kevin and Declan in the battle of the modifieds. And the top 10 has been wrapped up by Michael Boyle and Dermot Boyle with 6.08.6, which was a good enough time for them in the Atlantic Drive as well, inside the top 10. Listen, with Stuart Darcy at 11 in a Polo, Joseph McGonigal in a Citroen at 12, Paul Barrett in another Citroen, 13th, Gary McPhillips, he's lost a place, but he's still third in the modified battle in that Escort. Aaron McLaughlin, 15th overall in the Polo. David Moffat in the Starlets is 16th. Connor Harvey in the Escort, 17th. Desi Keenan in the Escort is 19th. David Bogie is in, or 18th position rather. David Bogie in the Escort is 19th. And Frank Kelly and his daughter Lauren are 20th overall in another Escort. So lots of Escorts towards the places of 17th right back on to 20th position there. So it certainly all happened this morning. Cahan McCourt, of course, was a casualty earlier on as well. We've seen a photograph of his accident, which took place in Garton. There's a farmer that's missing a fence and a concrete post and a bit of a hedge as well. But McCourt's okay. His navigator, Brian Howe's okay as well. They were stopped in the stage, but they had a big slide off in Garton when they were really, really pushing. And it's a pity because Cahan McCourt was probably driving the fastest that he's ever done in a rally car in his entire career here in Donegal this weekend. But that is the Donegal Rally, and a man that knows a thing or two about racing around these roads and won in on several occasions and also having bad days as well as Andrew Nesbitt. And Andrew, as we know, the Donegal Rally always throws up some surprises, and there's always big headlines there, and it can happen on a Sunday. And Matt Edwards, unfortunately for him, Atlantic Drive once again has been his bogey stage.
Yes, look, at he's been driving amazingly well all weekend, and I feel really sorry for him because it was going to be a really good tight race to the end. Now Callum's in front, but it was really down to the tyre technology, I think, going into Atlantic Drive. They needed the tyres really warmed up for that abrasive surface, and maybe that caused a little bit of a problem coming into a bit of late braking for him. But however, these things happen. I've been on the Atlantic Drive myself, as you know, and I've put it off over the hedge. And it's when you're pushing at the front, it's a very slim line between leading the rally, winning the rally, and losing the rally. And that's the way it is.
What about managing the rally? Callum Devine's been in this position before. 2 years ago, he went out in Garton. Last year, he was the winner. I suppose game management here now is key for the young dairyman.
Yeah, well, what he now has to do is get through Famet and then back into service and see what the lead looks like. And if he's sitting around 45 seconds, he can give a quarter of a second a mile away. He needs to back off. And he did that last year to control the rally and win the rally. He and I spoke about it just before he went into the last three stages. We're in a very similar position this year again. And when he comes through here to Port Salon, I'd be saying the same thing to him.
Okay. Thanks, Andrew. Andrew Nesbitt joining us today. We found a wanderer around Garton, and he decided to jump in beside us. And he's going for a tour today around Donegal. And we're talking some fantastic rally stories from years gone by on the way down here to Fannet. As we await the leading cars now, the leading competitors coming off the third stage today. It's the first run around Fannet, and the big news is we have a new rally leader. It's not a surprise either because he's won here before, but Callum Devine and Noel Sullivan are out in front. They have a 42-second lead over the Yaris of Marion Evans and then the Fiesta of Matt Edwards. But Edwards has lost over a minute after he hit a wall on the Atlantic Drive. You can join us again for more from the rally shortly.